Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back to talk about the art of fucked up my bell.
Okay.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back to talk about the RHAP Rewind. Today we're talking about the new reboot of MTV Cribs, and back with me, my co-host, to talk about your favorite classic shows and a new one. Here's the great Chappelle. Chappelle, how are you?
Rob, I'm so excited. I just got upgraded to co-host. Look at you.
Yes. Wow. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Best day ever. Yeah. Rob, we're not talking about Cribs. We're talking about the biggest version of Cribs
ever.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure how, but this is it. And that's what they said this was. And now we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I don't really know what was different. They were like, this isn't the Cribs that you're used to. This isn't just house tours. But then that kind of was.
Not your mom and dad's Cribs. Mm-hmm. You know, like the Cribs of yesteryear is no more. Yes. And now 2021, the COVID Cribs.
It's back.
Yeah.
All right. But we talked about the old version of Cribs and we got the whole crew back together to talk about it. First, let me welcome in a woman who got to tell us about the many different celebrities that she grew up with. She knows what this is all about. It is the host of our Married at First Sight coverage. It's Asia. Asia, how are you?
Hey, Rob. Too bad we're not on video because I have remodeled my home since the last time we podcasted. So, you know, I have some things I could show you, but we're not on video, so, you know.
Yes, okay.
It hasn't been 20 years.
Hasn't been 20 years. Asia, yeah. How are you?
I'm doing well. Not too shabby. It's been a busy week. I just happened to schedule a bunch of one-off podcasts this week. Mm-hmm. So, it's been a fun week, but glad it's the weekend.
Okay. All right. And then fresh off of covering our David versus Goliath, the sixth best season of Survivor, Jason Reed is back. Jason, how are you? Jump off, Jason.
I'm good. We back, baby. We back.
Yeah.
The best sequel since Empire Strikes Back. We all make it that. Let's go.
Yes. By the way, I've seen so much Tyrese this week, who was one of the stars of the last version of MTV Crew. We watched Tyrese, Rob Schneider. Who else? Soldier Boy.
Mark Delicato, yeah. Rob. How dare you?
Yeah.
Little Mama.
Asia's best friends, Brody Jenners and the Sam Jenners. Yes, what is their name? Yes.
Oh, but I got to say, I had not seen any Fast and Furious movies. Tyrese is my favorite character in the entire franchise. I love Roman.
He's a star.
Roman, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know. He was like so funny in all the movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have any comedic memories of Tyrese.
He was the guy I related to most in all these movies. He's like, he was like the guy all the whole time, like, hey, this is a bad idea. Why should we be doing this? I was like, yeah, you're right. Nobody ever listens to him. Yeah. All right, so here we are, MTV Cribs. We're back to talk about the new version. And Chappelle, did we know that they were making a new Cribs at the time we talked about the last Cribs, which was only a couple months ago?
Nah, I think they sprung this one on me. Yeah, no, we looked up and it's like, oh shoot, it's coming back. I mean, I think we even talked about it on the podcast, like, Cribs would not work these days because everyone's at home. And how many times are we going to see people walking around with their Snapchat and Instagram videos and TikToks making reels of their house and all kinds of stuff? Like, we basically live in a world where Cribs was every day on social media. And now I guess they said, hold my beer. We're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
So here we are.
It's back. Was there a lot of buzz for the return of Cribs?
No, I would say that we probably led the charge on that one. I think that the people might not have been clamoring it, but look no further than the RHAP Rewind to bring that back into the forefront of people's minds. Yeah, we did it.
We
saved it, like Rob, you saved Big Brother Canada.
Yeah.
Rob, I think me and you are the key here. For any shows that want to come back, let us know. We talked about How I Met Your Mother on RNAP. And How I Met Your Dad on RNAP, and that's coming back. It's How I Met Your Father.
Yeah.
Cribs on here, and that's coming back.
Yeah, we might need to get back together. I saw the headline. I didn't look at the cast. I saw an article talking about how great the cast was, but I didn't look at it. So does that mean Joe Millionaire is coming back soon, Jason?
I'm down. Let's do it. Somebody better than that Evan Hansen guy or Evan Marriott guy, whatever his name was.
So if I want a show to come back, I will talk about it with you three.
Yeah. Jason.
Yeah, well, which show, Asia? Like, pick a show. What you got?
Oh, you know, I would love a reboot, and this is a very hot take. I would love a reboot of Zoe 101, mm-hmm. but obviously replace Jamie Lynn Spears because she has too much going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to see, what was it, an SPCA High or something like that? I love that show.
ASPCA High.
No, not ASPCA.
A dog shelter, high school.
Does TJ Lavin live there? Yeah.
No, but we'll get to talk about him shortly because we are back to talk about TJ's house for, I guess, his second Cribs appearance. So here you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just looking at the...
It's PCA High. Or no, not High. It's Pacific Coast Academy, PCA. Oh. There we go.
Yeah, look at the Cribs hashtag. Looks like there wasn't a ton of social media chatter on, at least on Twitter. Maybe on TikTok.
Is that a surprise?
Well, look, if we tweet this at MTV, they'll retweet it. And then we can say, like, look, we brought it back. We helped y'all out and we might get a sponsorship or something. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was excited about how many people they have shot a lot of footage. Like Tia Mari, very excited. Scott mm-hmm. Disick. Kind of excited. Mm-hmm. JoJo Siwa, I won't hate it. I'll watch it. Jordan Woods, come on. Like, it's a good lineup.
What about Martha Stewart next week?
I see enough of her house on HGTV.
I just thought that was a wild pick for MTV Cribs. Like, let's go check out Martha Stewart's house.
Well, you know, Martha Stewart has been down. She's been, you know, down and tangential to the music game for a while. I remember her and Snoop Dogg used to hang out. They mm-hmm. had done a couple of television appearances. Also, whose home better to look at than Martha Stewart's when she was on house arrest for such a long time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's in next week's episode.
Yeah, we get to see how she was living when she was locked down.
All right. So today, yeah, she was locked down before we all were. So she got started. All right. Big Sean and TJ Lavin. Really, we spent a little more time with Big Sean. But did anybody see anything different with this MTV Cribs versus the older version of MTV Cribs?
Better camera quality.
Yeah, better, nicer cameras, HD.
This was a little more low-key than the Cribs that we're used to, I think. Mm-hmm. Especially with Big Sean. Big Sean, I don't know if he ever saw the original Cribs, but he did not follow the assignment. Like, he didn't show us all the things that we need to see.
Yeah.
He was very secretive.
Yeah.
No bedroom.
I wonder.
I come here to drag Big Sean for that, too. I can't wait till we get there.
All right. I'm just trying to think of, the differences between the real one and, I was going to say that, maybe in the old one, that you didn't really get to see people's houses. It was more like a party lifestyle, but I don't know. That seemed like this was the exact same show.
Yeah.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, it followed the same layout.
Yeah, one of the things I guess that was different from original, the original version of Cribs is three people in one episode. You do one quick little takes and then they go to commercial and then the next person. But I think maybe it's because they only did two people. I mean, they've done that in the past, But like they only did two people, so it was a lot longer with Big Sean. There was a commercial break in the middle while we were still in his house. Like normally when you go to commercial, like, okay, that's it, bring in the next house. And so maybe that's what they mean. We're not doing three people per episode anymore. We're just doing two. But the way they were talking about it in the introduction, I thought, oh, no, oh, snap. They about to, oh, not just any crib, you know, like we're going to some extra, some professional stuff in different areas. But this was fine.
Yeah. Asia, I guess one change was that we talked about in the last version of Cribs that you had to have like a friend that you didn't really acknowledge, like, oh, yeah, don't mind him. You know, that's my friend Louise that, you know, she just likes to hang out here. Maybe it was shot during COVID, during like the height of it. And maybe nobody was allowed to have a friend over.
Yeah. TJ understood that I need to have a friend, has his wife.
Yeah.
If anybody were to have a friend, I would want it to be Big Sean. I love Janae Aiko. She is like his girlfriend. She is one of my favorite artists. Like I can listen to her any day, any time of day, always puts me in a mood. And so I was so disappointed that all we got was a picture. Like she could have just been sitting in the corner, sitting at the island. Not even a name drop. Yeah. It's just, you know who it is. Puts up a picture. I'm like, no. I wanted her somewhere in the background.
Maybe she'll have her own episode. We'll tour the same house.
Oh,
I mean, they left that open because he says, oh, well, you guys, this is my wing of the house. What? Your wing? Mm-hmm. Your wing of the house? How many people live in this compound? And where's Janae's wing? Maybe next up to when she has her, we get to see like the Eastern, you know, quadrant or something. But this was wild that he has this much space. I mean, you guys, was it what? Seven bedrooms, eight bathrooms. Why? Mm-hmm. I just want to know why.
Mm-hmm. That's for him.
Yeah.
You could fit like 30 Mark and Delicato apartments.
It's true. But, you know, Big Sean, famously Jacob Jones's favorite rapper. Mm-hmm. Just let's sit with that for a second. You know, but yeah, but I think it's interesting that he has such a big home, but he's so, so chill. You would think you would come out of the gate with your first MTV Cribs episode with somebody super exciting, like Rob was saying, like the party lifestyle or somebody with a lot of energy or like this is Cribs bigger and badder than you've ever seen before. But they gave us Janae Aiko and Big Sean's home. And we know that is the most Zen home that ever existed in the world. Like, mm-hmm. That's it. Like they invented Zen. Mm-hmm. So why would you start here with Big Sean? I love him, but come on, man. Like this almost put me to sleep. Like Janae Aiko's music, you know, so whatever.
He's so soothing when he's walking around the house and talking to it too. Like I felt that too. It's like, well, this is over here. And I was like, he should do like ASMR stuff. Like put us to sleep at night.
Well, do you think that maybe he has the nicest home that we're going to see this season?
No, I think Scott's is going to be nice. Martha. Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
I mean, it was nice, but it wasn't like extravagantly nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has some odd stuff in there.
Yeah. And if we're talking about homes, like, I mean, Martha Stewart was legit called Martha Stewart Living. Like, that was her brand. Mm-hmm. If her home is not better than Big Sean's, I think we need to have a conversation.
Well,
we
maybe was he sort of like the marriage of like a recording artist and the best home. Like, maybe like it's harder to promote. Mm. Like, they got Martha Stewart in the second episode, but it's like, hey, kids, check out the all new MTV Cribs. We got Martha Stewart.
That's true. I mean, it's Big Sean. Asia, you got the whole list of the people like on for this coming up. Like, is Big Sean, is this the person that you title card, you know, the Cribs return with? If out of the list of the people we have.
See, I wrote down the people I was actually interested in. And I think I can't remember if there was a bigger rapper that comes on. TJ makes Rick sense.
Ross. I think Rick Ross.
Rick is on Ross, there. Sure.
What's his last song, Jason?
Oh, wow. Wow. I'm just saying.
Tell him who's on there.
Yeah. Here's the homes that are going to be featured. Ashley Simpson and Evan Ross.
Why?
Christian Siriano, Johnny Weir, JoJo Siwa, Jordan Woods, Kathy Griffin, Snooki.
Okay. points for May, Rob. You can stop. The body's dead. You don't have to keep. You don't have to do this.
who are they trying to reach with? Like, what, I guess we would have to question, like, who is the demographic of MTV watchers now? Like. Mm.
Mm-hmm. People that watch MTV
and yeah. watch ridiculousness. Like, exactly. That's only two things MTV kind of has going for it these days, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like they wanted to do a little something for everybody, but not enough for anybody to watch two episodes consecutively.
Maybe that they feel like that most people are going to watch these on TikTok, and it's like, okay, well, pick and choose.
Mm. This honestly could have been on IGTV, mm-hmm. and I still would have taken a view. I mean, it probably didn't put them out that much money. What else are they doing besides the challenge and ridiculousness?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's talk about Big Sean's house. All right. Big Sean's crib is going to take us through it. And that one thing that we learned, Big Sean is big on feng shui.
Yeah. And I've been a Big Sean fan for a very long time. And there has definitely been a shift. I won't blame a certain Jhené Aiko for the things that have happened with mm-hmm. Big Sean and his demeanor. But together, like I said, this is the most chill, loving couple that you'll ever see. And so, I mean, this is right up their alley. Like, if you told me it was Big Sean's home alone, I'd probably be like, oh, okay, this is out of the question. But he and Jhené Aiko have been together for a while. They're amazing together. This is her. She did this to him. He is feng shui, and so is the rest of the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she's responsible for the type of water he uses, his garden. Yeah. She has her hand all over this house. I did see recently on Instagram that I follow this house of celebs or something. I can't think of the Instagram page name because I can't find it. But she recently bought a house. And so I was thinking, and I knew we were about to talk about Big Sean's house. I was like, so do they own two homes? They're just splitting their time. They could do it. They're good for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got he's got like a big, like a Buddhist statue. Like a golden statue.
Yeah, peace and tranquility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I believe he said Buddha was his role model. Like mm-hmm. that's his like biggest like.
You could do worse. Yeah.
I definitely could do worse. Mm-hmm. Definitely could do worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got to learn about that Big Sean has like a special room, like I guess that's sort of like downstairs, which is sort of set up like looks like a I'm trying to say this
strip club.
Yeah.
Booty bar.
right. But he says that he didn't make this. It came with the house. This used to be Slash's house from Guns N' Roses.
I really hope he got that all reupholstered and like recarpeted. Like, no telling what's going on in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is happening in that club room?
Right.
Slash, a black king, okay? Listen, a lot of people don't know this, but yes. Slash is a black man, okay? Mm-hmm. He does not get, like, look. He's in the cookout and we have it in this secret nightclub. Okay. We're having it in a secret nightclub. Slash's mom, Ola Hudson, you know, she was a designer for Janet Jackson, John Lennon, David Bowie, who she was more than a designer for. So when I saw that this house has like a Slash, oh yeah, I'm with Big Sean on this one. I'm keeping whatever Slash had in there. But except for like the upholstery and stuff like that, you got to mm-hmm. clean that.
You know, it could be good or bad that it does seem like that they have like black light lighting in there. So that I think that helps with sort of like,
they probably flicked that on the first time. Like, oh no, we got all this.
Oh, dear God.
But you know, he probably bought that. Like, all right, get black light in here. Like, let me see what this is. Let me see what's going on. I got to see what's really going on in here. Like, all right,
like, did you just replace those walls with white light bulbs? Like, no, that's the black light, that's what's showing you.
Yeah, right. But he said that he was gonna keep the room, he wasn't gonna touch it.
I wouldn't need it.
My question is, does this only serve the purpose of a nightclub, or is he like, some days, hey, I want to read a good book, let me go down to the nightclub? Like, is it one purpose or is it a multi-purpose room?
How often does the club really get used, especially nowadays?
Yeah,
right.
I think he cited a few other places that he would go to, like read a book. I feel like that's
got like five living rooms.
Yeah,
yeah. Asia, if you walked into someone's home and you saw this, like, does not even the size of this home, but I'm talking about like a normal home, not normal for you because obviously, you know, wealth, but like for regular folk, if you walked into a regular home and they were like, oh yeah, this is just my nightclub room. Don't worry about that. It's fine. What would your first thought be?
I would question their life choices, the fact that they need it in their own home. But then I would think that's actually smart, because then you don't have to go out to these public places and deal with the filth that's out there. Mm-hmm. Just do it at home with the people, with your loved ones. Invite a couple people over, have a good time. You can invite the DJs you want, have the drinks you want. So it's actually brilliant.
Mm-hmm. What if you're told you can't bring a phone, you know, your phone in there, a camera in there? Wouldn't you be a little weary, like, of going in that room? Like, why? What's going to happen to me in here?
No phones, no Instagram.
Well, what? Instead of the sign, why doesn't Big Sean bring his like electromagnetic field blocker down there? I guess you could still take the picture and like post it like other times, like you know. So you gotta get to have the sign.
And I don't know how valid this is, because I've actually seen this room on Instagram before.
I thought you saw it up close, because you know you hanging with celebrities
with
you
know, Slash.
Last time, so who knows.
I've actually been here before. It's fine.
I went a couple of years ago, actually. No, I've seen it on Instagram. It was like, did you know Big Sean has a secret? And maybe that was after they filmed this episode or something, but I have seen it before this episode out there. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was before he bought it.
I got the vibe that the house is Jhené Aiko's house. All the vibe, the feng shui, the alkaline water, all that stuff, the mint in the backyard. But this is Big Sean's room. You know, like, you know, you get your man cave. It's like, he's still a Detroit rapper. So this is his room. All the rest of this stuff, don't touch nothing. Don't touch nothing. Like, we doing Zen stuff up here. You can go downstairs and be ratchet whenever you want to. Come back upstairs and live the life with us classy folk. Like, I have a feeling that that's happened.
Yeah, the house kind of felt like, you know, Big Mama's house. Like, don't go in there. Don't touch nothing. Like, you'll get smacked if you touch something in there. Like, take your handprints off it.
A lot of rooms where I wouldn't want to sit down or touch nothing. Like, what my grandma would have covered in plastic, you know?
Smart. we go up to, then Big Sean has a game room. And he shows
this
us.
This kind of felt like his room. Like, his, like, I'm right now I'm in my basement where, like, all my geek stuff has been, like, exiled down here. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's his space where all his toys go.
Where all his toys, like his Master P action figure.
Yes.
And that was something.
Was it like Woody from Toy Story, where you just pull the string and then it's like, like, why don't I have one of those? Mm-hmm. Where is mine? Can you buy that too? Like, oh, well, Asia is the Big Sean action figure where you pull it in and it says, whoa, or like, whoa there.
Whoa.
ass.
Yeah, I'm wondering who asked for this. Like, there had to be a reason Master P action figures were created in the first place.
Do you think you can get one on eBay?
If it's reasonable, I would
hope so.
Yeah. If it's reasonable, I would buy it. Like, I thought when I first saw it, I thought it was like a Stretch Armstrong. No, I'm taking it back. Do y'all remember like with the arms? And so, but then when it started making sounds, I was like, wait, is it a pull string? Like, they went way back. Like, honestly, Big Sean's old enough to have been around when that was probably a thing. But at the same time, like, did you have it back then and you just kept it? Or is this something that you went and collected now? Because, you know, Master P is an icon.
It is on eBay.
Yeah, Master P on eBay. Don't say it, Asia. How much for talking Master P? Make them say, is what it says.
Jason?
Like, how much? Let's say $30.
30? It's got to be at least 90. Could be a collector's
item. I don't know.
It's 90.
How many were made?
166.
Hey. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Might be a hot item right now because after people watched Big Sean on Cribs.
Oh, the price is going to go up.
Mm-hmm. I will say it looks nothing like Master P.
Yeah.
Now I feel like everybody should have a pool string. Like any like legit celebrity, they should bring that back to where you can have like a collector's items of each of them. Or maybe we could do like a RHAP podcasters one where we do like a fundraiser, proceeds go to some charitable event or something like that. But you know, we each have our catchphrase. I heard on the Instagram that mine is shenanigans.
Mm-hmm. Asia, not Whataburger.
Yeah, not Whataburger. Rob's could just beat the bell, you know.
Sure, I don't even get to talk. And my sound effect is just a bell.
It's just a bell. Or, Asia, do you have a catchphrase?
Oh, I don't. I'm like, what do I say? I thought of that when I saw your poll for your catchphrases. I was like, I got to start saying something on multiple podcasts and then let it catch on.
I'm rich. I'm rich, bitch.
That'll be, this is where the magic happens.
Mm-hmm. It's the jump off.
All right. Also in the game room, he's got some other stuff like some like markers. It's like a kid's room.
Yeah, when I saw this room, I thought, does Big Sean have kids? I was like, I don't think so. Because mm-hmm.
Janae does, but she's like
kid vibe.
Janae has a daughter, but she's like 13 or something. Not like a child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I think she's a teen.
This is very much like a child's playroom, though, the way it looks. Like there's like finger paint and like
stuffed big animals.
Right.
The big
it's like preschool.
It has a weirdly designed mice in there. Like these weird funky mice, like big figurines. I was like, what the hell's going on here?
Wouldn't have been as jarring if we hadn't just left the strip club. Mm-hmm. You know, like
strip club. Yeah, that was downstairs. That was the basement.
Yeah, but we went from one to the next one like it was seamless. So, oh my God, are they connected? Mm-hmm.
There's like this big like sun mat that you can lay down on to take a nap. Like it's a kindergarten room.
I'm like, I'm sure he has much nice. Like, I'm sure his couch is really nice. His bed is really nice, which we aren't sure about. But
maybe they're not. Maybe that's why he didn't want to show it.
Yeah. There are better places to take naps in his house. I would take a nap outside on that faux grass instead of this smiling mat.
All right. We're going to go see the studio. Nice studio. Soundproof.
Yeah.
Rob.
I guess we'll see his old apartment.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah. Let's talk about that, Jason. So how is this? Shenanigans? Question mark? Because like,
I got to think it's like, he can't actually see his old apartment. Like, I can see the bad neighborhood I used to live.
Yeah,
he's living in an apartment like where the house is. Like, I have to wonder what he came to LA with. Like, did he have money already? Is he buying an apartment near his rich ass house right now?
Yeah, I don't know what part of Los Angeles that his new house was in. Looked like a very like nice neighborhood. I just would have to think that his first place is like in that direction of like, oh, that's to the east where my old apartment was. Like, I can't think he actually can see it where from.
The way
where
he was talking, he's like, I can turn my back and see into the window of my old apartment.
Hi, poor people. Like, yeah. The money, y'all.
Unless maybe he like lived in like a guest house of like somebody like, you know, Kanye like caught him out house. And like, hey, stay in my guest house.
Probably. It just, yeah, it was just odd because he's like, this is my studio and this is where I look at where the poor people live. Like, oh, like, never forget where I came from.
Because I don't think that his career was like he like came to L.A. and like made a name for himself. Right.
He was. I think
no, he started in Detroit. Kanye. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
He was so. By the time he got to L.A., he was fine. Like his life was fine.
Right.
So I was like, he's looking at an apartment that I cannot afford.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So we go to his wing of the house, and this is where
what
Big Sean gets a little like shady about. You can't like I'm going to show you like the corner of my bed, but you can't. I'm not going to let you see in here. Which isn't this the point of Cribs? Well, show me where the magic happens.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't understand the assignment. He's not showing us what we want to see. We can't see a Scarface poster that's probably in there. Mm-hmm. We can't see his chain collection, which is probably in there. You know. That's where all the good stuff is.
What was the conversation like? The producers are like, all right, cool. All right, Big Sean, next up is your bedroom. He's like, nah. They're like, no, we have to like go in and look. Nah, not doing that.
Jason, do you think that there is a new poster which has replaced the Scarface poster, or is the Scarface poster so classically timeless?
My gosh, I think the Scarface poster itself is classic. What would replace it? I don't know.
Maybe like I don't know. You got
a Captain America poster or something? Like, what's the new like thing? Like,
I don't think it's Captain America.
I don't know.
Maybe, it's because time doesn't exist anymore. So now I don't know what's old.
They don't really make classic movies anymore. I don't know. Like, it's all junk.
Mm-hmm. It's The Life of Pi. It's just like a poster. It's tiger.
I don't know. Let us know when you listen to the podcast.
Baby boy mural on the wall.
It's Tyrese. Full circle.
What would be the poster you should have in your MTV Cribs house? All right. Then we go to the other part of the sweet part of his wing of the house. And we learn about the EMF blocker. Chappelle, this was like something I saw in the Fast and the Furious movies of like, hey, somebody's got the EMF blocker. They could take down all the radio waves in the world if you have one of these things.
Yeah, it felt, So of course it's there, right? And he's saying you can still use your devices. It just normalizes those, you know, levels. I guess I don't really know how you can even prove that this thing works.
Yeah.
Like if I told you like, no, this is an EMF blocker. I'm just going to sit in on the table and watch how like the radiation changes. And you're like, yeah, I feel it. Vibes. Mm-hmm. You know, like I don't know how you can tell me that I spent my money on something that's actually doing something, because how do I know what? I mean, I guess I could just trust it. I don't know.
I think he bought this from Nora, I think.
Oh my gosh.
This is one of the few things that we had in this house that made me think like Big Sean like buys things like these really scam things. Like he bought one of those little pouches they were selling at the beginning of the coronavirus that repels coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Like he buys all these scam products. Like he has a bunch of those ionic bracelets that are supposed to repel sicknesses like you wear around your wrist. Like this is one of the many things in this house that made me think he's one of those people.
Okay. How much for a EMF waveguard as seen in Big Sean's house? I found it on one site.
There's got to be at least $10,000.
Yeah,
to think about the power of what it's doing, the power of what you believe it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this one doesn't seem as expensive. This one's about $6,500. It's another one that's like $4,000. You know,
okay.
You can't go cheap on this stuff because, you know, some of the, you know, frequencies might get through.
I was imagining the big shots. I was like, I can't use my phone here. Like, what's
no Wi-Fi?
I gotta go.
Like, you can use it. It's just make sure that we turn the EMF blocker on, you know, we turn it up. You know, you can still get stuff out of there. We just don't want to be affected by all of your Instagram posts.
Okay. He turns it on when they get ready to go into the strip club. Part of the
yeah.
Make sure you're not doing anything secretly.
No. Instagram lives up there.
He also had a t-shirt collection.
Yeah, t-shirt collection.
Yeah, but like collection or just like t-shirts?
T-shirts.
It seemed like he only had black t-shirts. All black. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, the day I have enough money to pay someone to iron all of my shirts so that they can be hung up, it will be a good day in my life because all of my shirts are rolled into the tightest position so that they can be like stuffed into this dang dresser. I don't have any t-shirts hung up. Like button downs and stuff, yes. I'm not hanging up a t-shirt. I don't have that kind of time or money right now.
Maybe we could get Big Sean on the wrestling wrap up because it seemed like he had a lot of like wrestling t-shirts also.
Yeah, I hang up certain t-shirts. Like if it's a nice t-shirt that...
Of course
like
you
if
it's do, Asia. Well, of course.
Do you hang it up or do your people come hang it up for you?
Right.
Like, I tell my people to hang it up like on the right side of my closet.
And color like coordinator from brightest to darkest. Don't get it wrong or you're fired.
Yeah. It's like it's only in a drawer if I sleep in it. If I'm going to wear it out and about, it's hanging up.
Makes sense.
Okay. We see the master bathroom for Big Sean. Where he takes a shower.
Yeah, he was like, this is a bathroom. Yeah. We just kind of left.
This is where he contemplates his existence in life.
Just kidding.
He loves a good window. He loves a good window. Like he stares out the window to his apartment, you know, where the poor people live. And now in the bathroom, he even just stares into the out the windows. Like that's his thing.
TJ Lavin had the same idea about his bathroom.
No, he wanted people staring in, but we'll get there.
Yeah, I guess so. His bathroom seemed like it was on the first floor. All right. Yeah, the living room with the bar. He's got a grand piano, but he's not going to play it.
Give him a year.
Give him a year. Should we come back?
I mean, we came back to CJ.
Only if Janae's there.
Yeah, only if Janae is leading it and he's in the background playing the piano.
Yeah, this definitely feels like one of those things where she probably could have done this same tour, but better because she'd have been actually able to tell us about the house. It's kind of like, oh no, honey, I got it. And then she watches the clip like, you didn't even show them all this stuff. Like, what about this rug that I bought? What about all this stuff? Like, I didn't put all this work into this house for you to just ignore it. You call it an EMF blocker. This is an EMF 5000. Like, you know, like she's probably like at home, like, that's what you made my home look like. Like, it's not just a bar. Like, yeah, so I don't know. I think we might need to revisit at least her wing of the house at some point.
Yes. I'm sure there's a zen room.
Do you think she didn't want this to happen? She's like, fine, you do MTV Cribs. I'm not going to be here.
She is very private.
It kind of sounds like a wife thing to be like, don't show them our bedroom. Like, do not open the door to our bedroom. Let them in. It's a mess in there.
Yeah. And I have a hard time believing there's a mess ever been in this house ever.
Right.
This place was spick and spam. Okay.
Yes.
They have two fridges. This is living now. Okay. He said one for food and one for drinks. Is that really how it is? Who's doing that? It seemed like that maybe that's a his and hers refrigerator setup.
So I have, well, I don't have two fridges.
Oh boy.
Here we go.
A wine cooler like some people have. And so we do the food in the fridge and freezer, but then all of the drinks are in the wine cooler. So alcoholic and non-alcoholic.
There we go.
Okay.
Living like that's like Sean, the miniature version.
Yeah. You didn't say how big it was. She said wine cellar. Yeah. She has a wine cellar and a refrigerator as well.
I go downstairs.
As big as Big Sean's club. Right. But there's more sacrilege because he would not let us see what was in the food refrigerator.
Very true.
Right. Which is the weirdest part of all of this, right? It's like, this is Cribs. Like, there, you have to hit the staples. And for you to be like, I'm not opening this door. Like, is there no food in there? And it's just like, we haven't stocked it. Because he was proud of the beverage side of it.
Yes. So do you think either he had A, no food in the refrigerator, B, like really like foo-foo food that he thought that people might make fun of him, or C, hot dogs, like bologna, just a bunch of stuff that did not go with the rest of the vibe of everything else, the alkaline water and all of the different kombucha and everything else that they have in the house.
Probably some leftover wing stuff. Papa John's.
Right.
They didn't have time to like stock the fridge with like actual food because they always just go out or do like DoorDash. It's like, no, there's really nothing in there. So I should pretend like you just can't see in it.
Yeah. That's probably right.
Yeah.
I just was looking forward to it. That's why we came here. Yeah. Rashawn. Yeah.
All right. And check this out. He's very excited to show us about his alkaline water.
Okay. Rob, do you know how much this thing costs?
Because I have no idea. But yeah, I don't even know about the alkaline water.
It looked like it had a lot of buttons on it. So what does all this do? Like, I feel like it should only be one button, convert to alkaline water.
Okay. So take a guess. How much do y'all think it costs?
I mean, $8,000.
Well, considering you can buy a bottle at like a gas station of alkaline water, and this is kind of like the same thing as like a Brita at home, maybe. I'll go like maybe $2,000.
Jason, you got a guess?
I'm going to split the difference and say like $5,000.
It's close.
$1. To sorry, $1. $1.
$27.80, Jason.
$27.80.
Yeah. So I looked this up because I was like, wow, this to live like this, right? Like, because I don't even have a Brita. I just have that pitcher with the Brita thing in it. And you just pour water in the pitcher, you know? So I was like, to want alkaline water. I was like, I thought we just wanted filter water. I didn't know we had to go a step further. Look at me. I'm so like unpolished and unclean.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Why? I guess. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure there are health benefits to it, but
it fixes your pH.
Ah.
I remember something about the pH on the bottle from Bucky's.
This house is too much for two people. Even like looking at the stove, it was one of those hooded stove with like, it was like a gas stove with a hood and a stovetop grill as well. Like that is an immaculate kitchen, but like this is just beautiful. Two people, really,
and her daughter
cooking. Oh yeah, yeah, and her daughter. But who's cooking in here?
Yeah. Okay, then. Big Sean's going to go outside, take us to the backyard. It's got grass, got a garden.
Rosemary and mint.
Can y'all,
other things probably.
Hopefully. Can y'all picture Big Sean outside with like Crocs on, like gardening, like, oh, he's going to have to pick some mint, you know.
Got a gardening pad. He's like kneeling down, getting in there, getting out the weeds.
This is a lot. Like, and even like, maybe it's because I have allergies. So like, anytime I see somebody around too much of that, I like panic. I was like, I would never be out there.
Too much
like,
pollen.
Or just in general, not for me. Not for me.
And that's it. He says, I hope it wasn't too much of a letdown.
It kind of was.
No cars.
No cars. Yeah.
Yeah. And he lies and say like, well, that's just about the whole house. No, it's not. No, it's not. We didn't see the West Wing. We didn't see the infirmary. We didn't see like, where's all the other stuff? You got all this space. Yeah, you got all this space in the house. I'm expecting all kinds of things. Like, this is like,
how many rooms of the seven did we see? I feel like we only saw like two actual rooms.
We did.
Yeah. We saw an office that had the wealth ship.
I feel like if you can afford to buy a well ship, you probably already have a bunch of wealth. Like, you don't need it.
And I liked his awards were on the mantle, and he showed his MTV awards. But did y'all peep the Budweiser cans behind? They're like, my eyes kept going to the Budweiser can. They say Big Sean on it, and I saw one and I thought, oh, that's clever, like he got his name on a can. But then I saw like another one in a box. I said, wait, are they selling these? Like, is this a thing?
Maybe it's a promotion.
Yeah, it was weird, but you know, it was cool. I really enjoyed his house. I mean, again, immaculate. Like, this could be a hotel. I don't know why I'm sure they're probably like Airbnb-ing this to people for parties or something like that. You can make a ton of money off of having a home like this for sure.
You think he's going to Airbnb? I mean, are things like not going well for him?
Well, they have several homes, I'm sure. Like, I think this could be just like the place you rent out for like events and stuff.
I get the sense that, you know, if you're that into your feng shui, you're not doing a lot of Airbnb rentals.
Yeah, Janae's not having someone else in her home.
Touching that alkaline water.
I did find the house that she just bought. This was posted yesterday. And so it's recent purchase. It's a one story. It's 3,500 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 5 baths. It has a Baja lounge area, wine room, built-in barbecue, a waterfall, and an ultra chic sunken fire pit. So
inside the house?
No, the fire pit's outside. So how much do y'all think that is?
What city is it in?
It doesn't say.
That's just important.
Right. Private Island. Oh, wait. Encino. What's that?
Oh, yeah. That's
California.
Yeah. 3,500 square feet in Encino. I'm going to say.
A little real estate agent.
Yeah. 1.5 million.
Any other guesses? No.
Jason?
This is far outside my ballpark. I'm going to say I'll say $1.
$2.
Oh, damn, sure.
3.4 million.
Wow.
Yeah. It's beautiful, though. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So between the two of them, with these two homes, I think you could let this one be like an event center. I think, but to Rob's point, you wouldn't even show us the bedroom. So I have to believe that, like, maybe this is, like, used for nefarious means or something if they are renting it out.
Oh, imagine really?
I'm coming home one day, like, somebody stole my Master P doll. Like, she's like, I'd be letting here stole my Master P figure.
Okay. Anything else about Big Sean's home?
Yeah, just 7 bedrooms. They could have at least shown us one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We did see the master, kind of master bed bathroom, master but P. We really only saw one bath. Yeah, the Master P bathroom. But we really only saw one bathroom out of 8.
Yeah,
he didn't show us anything. We have to come back.
Yeah,
have to.
I feel like most bathrooms are pretty boring, though. I feel like you've seen one bathroom. You've seen them, unless it's a spectacular bathroom. Mm-hmm. Go in there. Oh, here's the sink.
Slash's bathroom. Mm-hmm. You got a super pole in there.
Yeah. All right. TJ Lavin is back. And TJ Lavin, this was a true reboot that he had done at MTV Cribs back in 2002.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he didn't start hosting the challenge until 2005. So we're kind of getting very different TJ Lavin.
Yes, but his house has been made over. But I was trying to figure out until like 3/4 of the way through, like TJ Lavin hasn't moved in 20 years.
And has not.
When you like a place, you like it.
When you like a place. Later on, like, I feel like that, oh, okay, I feel like that the backyard is like, he's never going to get another house with, like,
well, if you do enough renovation to do that to the backyard, you can't really go anywhere. Mm-hmm. No one's going to want to buy your house after you've done that to the backyard.
Yeah, once you have, like, the, like, BMX bike pit installed, like, you're not going anywhere else.
Yeah. You know, the real estate person probably told him that, too. Like, when he was like the contractors were like, OK, we're going to do this. He's like, DJ, I get it. You ride bikes, but you know you can never leave. Like, you can never go anywhere. No one will ever take this for you. And like, no one's going to pay the contractor to come in and undo all this stuff.
You're going
to
die in this house.
And he's like, yeah. And he's like, you know, like, I'm like 20 some odd year old bike rider at the time. So he's like, well, yeah, man, I don't care. Like, you know,
it's fine,
like,
bro.
My life. Yeah, it's fine. Like, Jennifer Love Hewitt's going to come over, you know? And so he thought like, whatever. And then like 20 years later, his wife was like, really? Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, she made him put up all those shrubberies to, like, you know, block the backyard from the house. Like, I don't want anybody seeing this crap when they come over here and visit.
Grown ass man, TJ.
So we start off in the kitchen. We get and some flashbacks to the old TJ Lavin kitchen. He's going for a rustic look, Asia. Do you like this?
Mad about it, especially with the location being quote unquote off the grid. I think it looks nice. I mean, his logic for they got that because of the dogs was kind of odd. Because you could just train them not to jump up on the counters. But that's neither here nor there. It was fine. It was better than the old version.
Yeah. This isn't like your house with the dogs, Asia, like that the dogs don't jump all over the counters and lay down on top of you when you watch TV.
They do lay on top of me while I watch TV. Mm-hmm. I actually prefer it. But as far as the counters go, yeah, that's a no-go. It's an immediate get down. Only one. I have two, me and my roommate. And so only one of them is tall enough to actually get on the counter. My dog, that she wishes. So
it's like a signifier that TJ has grown up as a, he's just decked out his whole house in wood now. Like that's right. What it is.
Yeah.
I'm a grown man now. Everything's wood.
And he likes it. Chappelle, he says that the more damaged it gets, the more he likes it.
Yeah. I think he just likes the fact that he doesn't have to argue with his wife about it. Like, the dogs are ruining the kitchen. It's like, no, it's rustic. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fine.
Bite marks on the counter are to be expected. That's how you know it's rustic.
Yeah. But yeah, I do like the kitchen.
Yeah,
like he had the stainless steel appliances with the stone countertops. Like, I mean, they put in the work. I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. I like
it. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I love the way they were doing this because I watch HGTV all day, every day. And so I love seeing the before and after. So this is beautiful.
Yeah.
I thought the kitchen was a little dark. Like, I felt like that you had like dark floors, dark countertops. Like a brighter kitchen.
You like white cabinet?
Yeah. I mean, and it's like brighter like than like all like everything being like super dark. I mean, it looked like Slash's strip club down there.
Well, I'll say this. It made me feel like they were in some type of cabin.
Yes.
When they're in the middle of the desert. Mm-hmm. And so I get what you're saying, because it's like y'all are in the middle of Las Vegas. There's not this much wood and trees around that area at all. Like, y'all are in the desert. And so it's almost like you walk in there and you forget where you're at. Mm-hmm. So I definitely understand.
Yeah. So we open up the refrigerator. It says there's a lot of vegan food. Is TJ Lavin vegan or his wife is?
He kind of pinned it on his wife. Like, this is my stuff. This is my wife's stuff.
Yeah. And there was he said, a black cherry Zevia.
Zevia. It's a zero calorie soda. So I tried it.
How was it?
Trash.
Trash.
I wasn't a fan.
Zevia.
But I feel
was
like
that
you
in the
have
Yucky
to
Juice li- tournament.
You have to like those like spark. Like, I love sparkling water, but this claims to be a spark, like a zero calorie
soda. Is it alkaline?
No.
Okay. Zevia. Black cherry. $7.99 for a 10 pack on Instacart.
Uh-huh. Not horrible, I guess, for 10.
I mean,
you know.
I mean, not for anything that TJ Lavin said if he drank one, his wife would castrate him.
Yeah, she's addicted.
It's like, they're not that expensive.
Yeah. She's,
just stock up.
He's going to cut his junk off because of this nasty drink. Asia said it's not even that good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, y'all try it. It's trying to be soda is the problem. If it if it marketed itself as sparkling water, I could get with it.
Mm.
Yeah,
but the flavors are just odd because it's trying to be soda.
Okay.
Yeah, this part felt like TJ was definitely pawning this off on his wife, and I don't know if it's because like maybe he isn't vegan and that's just kind of her thing, or if he's TJ Lavin, the cool BMX guy, and like he don't want his friends to know that he's like sold out, and now he's all drink like Zevia. Vegan, and drinking Zevia.
He doesn't want to hear from the Challenge cast next time he's on set with them. Like, oh, TJ, I heard you're vegan.
Yeah, Johnny Banana is gonna give him a swirly.
Yep, basically.
So many different flavors of Zevia. You get Zevia ginger ale.
I'm good.
See, like, don't play me. Like, if I'm going to be drinking ginger ale, I want it to be the real thing.
Not cream Zevia soda, Zevia?
Well, so I just recently gave up drinking sugary drinks. So I haven't had a soda in a couple months. I haven't had juice in a couple months.
Yes.
And so my body, first I went through withdrawals. Like, I thought I was dying. And then, like, now I'm fine. But a part of me is like, well, if it doesn't have any sugar, I guess I can try it. But it doesn't sound appealing. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
I think that would just be a gateway drug back into sodas.
Like, if this is what this is, I need the hard stuff. Like, bring it back.
You should try Topo Chico.
What's Topo Chico?
It is mineral water. So basically sparkling water. They have lime, they have the original flavor, and then they have grapefruit.
Is this a sponsor?
Well, do they sell these in like our regular
Chico
stores?
Please sponsor me.
Topo
Chico. Or do you
have
to go into the high end stores that you shop at, Asia?
They're at a lot of stores in Texas. Hmm. They're like regular grocery stores. I don't know about everywhere else.
Yeah.
Is this hard seltzer or this is regular seltzer?
It's regular, but they just came out with a hard seltzer.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing. So
Not to promote the Sexy Beast podcast too much, but listen, I was on some sparkling water and Jack Daniels during that podcast, and we had a great time. So if this Topo Chico is anything like that, I'm down.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, TJ Lavin plays his guitar. I didn't know TJ Lavin could play the guitar.
I think it just comes with the territory at this point,
right? Like, yeah. I wasn't surprised. Like, I didn't know that, but I was surprised.
I like that he didn't say, "Come back in a year, I'll play it for you." Then
I do a concert with Big Sean, him on the piano, me on the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
No, he did a concert with Hanky. The puppy.
Yeah.
And the puppy was just singing along. It was like when Asia does podcasts and the puppies are just like talking to it.
Mm-hmm. Right. The dog had bad breath though.
Did.
Mm-hmm.
Don't most dogs.
Like, yeah, I was like, why?
Dog doesn't.
No, there are dental treats. We give our dogs dental treats daily so that they have nice breath when they're all up on us.
What if you give your dog alkaline water? Will that help the bad breath for the dog?
I did have to, well, not alkaline water, but I did have to give them like purified, like Ozarka water back in February when Texas had that big freeze. Yeah. And the water was unsafe.
And did they go back to the regular tap water after
they
that?
Did. Okay. They did. I was afraid. Right.
All right. We go to see TJ Lavin's bedroom. Unlike Big Sean, he takes us to the bedroom. And I guess this must have been a thing back in the original version of the Cribs where he said that Jennifer Love Hewitt sleeps here.
Yeah. Does she know that he has this little thing for her?
I mean, she was a big deal, 2002.
Yeah. This is the equivalent of like me saying like, oh yeah, this is where Beyonce would stay when she comes over. Like, okay, it's not happening, you know, but back in 2002, she was one of those it women, you know, like she was the it girl where everybody wanted to, you know, be her. She was so interesting and she was like the girl next door. So I could see him like just saying that offhand. But what caught my attention was how small this bed was. Now, this was not a king size bed. I feel like because he's been living in the same spot, they didn't really expand on the rooms.
No,
they just kind of in there with like,
I like it looked like a 17-year-old's bedroom. Like, it's like, this is not a very adult setup here. Like, it kind of looked like it had a mattress on the floor. Like,
they have
a set.
Well, this is the point. I'm like, how did this guy never move? How did he never upgrade this house over 20 years? But then we get to see like some of the things that I think are appealing to TJ because we check out the backyard. And we see that the like BMX like bike course with all the hills that that he's built there.
Yeah. I feel like he could rent out like his backyard to the challenge. Like, come into a challenge here. Like,
they could have shot a challenge season, during COVID. Yeah. That, and I don't mean to say that COVID is over, but like during like when they couldn't go anywhere, they could have just shot it there.
No, they rather travel and do it there. Mm-hmm. You know, say screw COVID. Right. DJ, you didn't even think to offer your home up. Like, hey, I probably have a safer alternative than us going to a different country, but whatever. This is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want the challenge people in my house either.
No, definitely not.
Absolutely not.
But then we go out to the garage and then like, what the hell is this garage? This was like a like Planet Fitness out there.
Yeah. Yes.
It was a professional gym. He had like four treadmills there. Like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, the challenge
here?
People could have lived in the garage during the season.
That looked like one of their gyms a couple of years ago, a couple of seasons ago.
Yeah, the bunker.
Like, yeah, it's nicer than that.
Yeah. So from my perspective, Roxanne Lavin, his wife, is a personal trainer, fitness trainer. So this is her home gym, but not like how we would have a home gym where it's like, you know, like this is her home fitness gym for her clients and herself. I just was questioning why, like, the grotto and the boat were there. Like, why is there a ship in the background? Like, this man has his boat pulled up in his garage like it's a regular car. How am I supposed to work out in all this lavishness, you know?
Lavishness.
Yeah, lavishness. Yeah. TJ Lavish.
It was like that he has like a whole like warehouse on his property.
Yeah, I was like, where is this? I know we got like an aerial shot at some point. I couldn't place it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just smack dab in the desert in Vegas. And it's wild because like I couldn't figure it out for the life of me. I was like, what kind of home is this? But now that I know that his wife is a fitness trainer or whatever, makes sense, right? She got the vegan stuff. She's got like the 7 treadmills. So I'm sure she's bringing in people, you know, and TJ has to just stay out of the way because you can tell he has not utilized any of this gym. Like he lives with her, but she is definitely not his trainer.
Mm-hmm. So we get to see some cars. He's got some old cars that he likes to drive around.
Yeah, I feel like I have to get careful going into these cars. If I scrape my skin, I feel like I need a tetanus shot. Like,
yeah, he's got like a Model T. He doesn't like anything that has plastic. He likes wood. He likes metal. That's it. Your TJ Lavish.
Strong stuff.
Well, they have a different smell. You know what do you think the smell is that has a different smell in these cars than the newer
these
cars?
These old cars.
Yeah,
old
cars that have dogs in them all day. Right.
Yeah, TJ had a lot of cool stuff. Like we liked his metal cars, I guess. But that's like his pride and joy. I was more fascinated about like kind of what Jason said is where, you know, all his nerdy stuff has got kicked off into the garage. TJ's stuff has been relegated to a corner in a loft in the top of the fitness area in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So, like a pinball machine. His old twin size bed is just up there. Like what happened here, TJ? How did you lose this fight so badly?
And that's what happens, you know, and I didn't have any cool stuff really, but the little bit of stuff that I had, you know, once I moved in with my wife, then she's like, no, we're getting rid of all of this. You don't keep any of this stuff. And that was it. And I have like maybe like one thing that I had before I lived with my wife. And that's it.
Magic 8-ball.
I think that's it. Yeah. Everything's like, no, you can't do this. Like, why? I like it. No. We're not doing it. At least he had like the warehouse that he could move all his old stuff into.
It was like a little museum.
Yeah, the museum of me. This was my life before you were here. Now I get to come visit it. And when we get into a fight, then I'm back with that stuff.
He had that mattress on the floor. It looks like somebody has been using that mattress. It looks
he
like
said it's got, like when like I we have to, you know, I get sent out here. That's when I have to sleep up here.
Yeah, like it was a shot of him looking longingly to his bachelor lifestyle from 2002.
Mm-hmm.
It's so far away from the house proper, though. Like it's on the other side of the fitness area. So it's like this huge Planet Fitness. And then his stuff is up in a loft in the back. So like just so you know, your past is way over there. So if you ever get
out of the house. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when he gets kicked out of the house, he has to go do some dirt bike jumps on his way over to the loft.
That's it.
And go visit his old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm infinitely more worried about TJ Lavin. Like back when I was younger, I thought the BMX stuff was so cool, but I was always worried these people were going to hurt each other, like, or hurt themselves. Do y'all remember that show Scarred where they would just fall off of stuff like on MTV? I would just like, I couldn't even watch the commercials. But if I was worried back then, oh, I'm definitely worried now. TJ, don't you get your ass on that bike.
Mm-hmm. You are too old. TJ himself got into a huge like accident I think about 10 years ago where he was like went into a medically induced coma. Like it was heavy stuff.
Yeah. He is older than me. And I know that if I fall off of a bike going a normal speed on flat land, that's it. I'm done for the month at least. Like I ain't walking, I ain't going to work, I ain't doing nothing. This man better not go off of any of those jumps. I know his wife would shoot him in the face. Like, sir, how dare you? Mm-hmm. Like, who do you think you are? TJ Lavin from 99? Like,
well, he's stuck with it. He can't sell that house, man.
Yeah.
Unless he finds another BMX rider to buy it.
That's it.
Right. Yeah.
He's got to like befriend like some young up and coming like BMX riders. Like, hey, you guys interested in a house?
They're like, yeah, but estate. I don't like the rustic look.
Yeah. And how old is TJ Lavin?
44, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, that's still in his prime, but he's getting up there.
Too damn old to get up on that bike and jump.
You don't see me going around on a bike. That's it. Okay. I wouldn't walk up those hills.
Nope.
Right. You twist an ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then what? And then I'm out for the year. That's you know, it. Like that's it.
Well, that's life. Might as well call it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Throw my ACL going down the steps yesterday, and that's it.
Anything else about the return of Cribs?
I'm actually gonna watch.
Oh, you are?
Oh.
Yeah. I think it looks interesting. I like I said, I follow celeb home pages to see the kind of houses they're buying. So
he has good ideas for her house.
Yeah. Like yeah, no, that makes sense. I loved Cribs when I was younger, and I think it just always appealed to me because I felt like it was like the HGTV for someone who like knows whose home it is. Like for me, it felt like, oh, okay, I can watch this because it's somebody who I can kind of relate to. Like, oh, I know of them. Whereas like HGTV is just like random homes. Like, look at how the well-off are doing right here. And so I think with this version, I can definitely see myself watching it again. I don't know if I'll go seek it out. But if it's on, I was definitely, you know, like, I'll check it out. I mean, as much as MTV plays ridiculousness, they can afford to just slide a couple episodes of this in every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of felt like new Coke to me. Like, it's a new look, but it's new a better Zizia taste. It's like, no, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The one thing we didn't talk about was the bathroom. I know we didn't spend a lot of time in Big Sean's bathroom, but like, TJ's bathroom has come so far. I just don't know why all the wood is in the shower. It felt like a sauna when I was looking at it.
Yeah, you got to get splinter in that guy when you're taking a shower.
Mm-hmm. I just don't sit down. Like, just stand up. But then he has like a window in the sauna shower thing. Like, but not like the cool window you can look out. Like the window you can look in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't understand.
I suspect you can change Mrs. this. Lavin doesn't use that bathroom.
Oh.
That might just be TJ's bathroom.
But they're off the grid, so who's walking by and looking in his window?
I guess all of her like CrossFit clients that are coming by the house.
Right.
They probably use that as a sauna. Like after your workout, go like walk past my husband, ignore his things. Like,
he's like, what's up, bro? He's walking by.
Drinking a beer. Okay. He said he was drinking water in a can. In a dark, like sugar black water can. Or something.
Yeah,
was that Diva Topo Gigio?
Whatever it's called.
It looked like beer. I'm not saying it was beer, but that looked like beer. I mean, I've never seen water come out of a black can. Like,
is that the move that you walk around and you drink beer and you say it's sparkling water? Alkaline water. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what he did. Like, I didn't know if he was being facetious when he said that, but.
Well, he said you can't say you've been drinking all day unless you start in the morning. So.
I do the opposite. I drink sparkling water and I tell people it's hard seltzer. So people think I have dangerous. An edge.
Yeah, look at you.
You're a bad boy. Mm-hmm.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Go buy a black leather jacket and a dirt bike. You can be TJ Lavin.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, MTV Cribs. It's back, baby. What else should come back?
So hype. Next.
Next should come back?
Yeah, all those old dating shows should come back. Meet My Parents.
Oh gosh. Yeah. What's the one where they chain together with Eliminate or something like that? Where you all go on a date together and they just start to knock them off one by one, or like was it Chain of Love? I don't know. There's a lot of those ridiculous dating shows. Yeah, we'll have to get it to them.
Like I do remember Eliminate because wasn't that where you like you had time, you took someone away, and you'd get some time, and they would go like and then come back and then you choose.
You'd have to bump somebody off the list. It was like five of them or something like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe those shouldn't come back, actually.
We've come a long way.
You have Next on your phone. If you have Bumble, Tinder, whatever, that's Next.
They invented it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Chappelle, anything else for the Rewind this week?
No, that covers about everything for the Rewind this week. Obviously, we are still chugging along and we'll be talking about other reality shows. And I'm going to pitch you on one right now. Do you remember Celebrity Paranormal Project, Rob?
Was Jenna Maraska on that?
She was on episode one, actually. Yes. How did you know? Yeah. So Paranormal Project is a
Gary Busey. Was he also there?
Yeah. Rob, all your friends.
Yeah. Who else is there?
Ethan Zahn was on an episode. Yes, sure. Godfrey the comedian, I think. You know, the usual suspect Gilbert from Godfrey? Back then too. No, well, maybe. I don't mm-hmm. know. Let me lie to you. He might have been on an episode because mm-hmm. those people doing the celebrity reality show circuits, you know, it was the same people all the time, right?
Oh, God, yeah, Godfrey. He used to be on a lot of the I Love the 90s, right?
Uh huh. He's yeah. very, very funny comedian. But yeah, so I think I want to talk about that next. Let's get into some ghost stories, Rob.
Okay. Cool. You like ghost stories?
Nah. But I figure it's safer to talk about them in September than it is in October. So,
okay. And that's available streaming somewhere?
Yeah, I think it's on all these streaming sites. I'm sure we can find it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that next time on the RHAP Rewind. Asia, what's coming up for you?
Yeah, so this week, so I'm continuing to cover, you know, help cover Big Brother 23. I was on a Sunday recap with Kelsey Rasmondi, my mm-hmm. lifelong friend. Mm-hmm. wow. And that was fun. And also over on Post Show Recaps, I covered season 2 of The Outer Banks with Mary Kwiatkowski and Sarah Carradine.
Yes. So tell me about Outer time. Banks. What's going on Outer Banks?
Yeah, it's like, so the preview advertises itself as like just another team treasure yeah. hunt type of show, but it involves murder, there's romance, mm-hmm. there's mystery. It
involves going to banks.
They live in the Outer Banks, which is an actual place in North or South Carolina.
Yeah.
And so yeah, Mary like knew the actual Outer Banks. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, we had a great time talking about it. It was really fun. So if you haven't seen the show, go watch the first like or listen to like the first 16 to 18 minutes. Then go binge it both seasons, then come back and listen to the rest. Because very lots of spoilers yeah. after that point.
Okay.
But yeah, so over on Post Show Recaps, I did that. And then obviously continuing Married at First Sight coverage weekly with Amy. It's definitely been a good season. It's a lot to come. The previews for the rest of the season look pretty interesting with some drama. We had Jason on this week, so that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then also this week I was on the Bachelorette wrap up
mm-hmm.
where we talked about the finale. So that was a lot of fun as well. So I just had a very fun week of podcasting.
Okay. Well, great job. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And be sure to check out that Married at First Sight podcast feed and check it out in our wrap ups feed as well.
Yes. And everyone can follow me on Twitter, Asia Like Asia. So A-Y-S-H-A like A-S-I-A.
All right. Great job today, Asia. Jason, what's coming up for you?
This week, I've had a pretty busy podcasting week as compared to what I normally have. You three have been involved in all of that. This past Tuesday, I talked to Chappelle and Rob on the Day of Rest of Goliath Top 40 Countdown. And then I talked to Asia a couple of days later on the Married at First Sight pod, which you were just talking about. You guys have been in my life a lot this week. It was
fun. What a week it's been, Jason.
Yes, of course. I love it.
Yeah. Great
now
job.
Now just wait for the bat phone to ring. I mean, next assignment.
Yeah, that's how we do it. We call them in.
Yep. On your pager.
Yeah. And then Chappelle, mm-hmm. what's going on? What's next for you?
Well, y'all took all my plugs. I mean, I just hang out with y'all all the time now. So, right. So yeah. I think coming up, of course, people, if you haven't listened, check out the Sexy Beasts, the finale of Sexy Beasts on Netflix. Jenny and Puya covered it, episodes 5 and 6. And I got to join them to talk about this wacky dating show where people are dressed in like mascots, almost like animals and witches and all kinds of things, like a blind date experiment gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a good time. I apologize in advance for anything that we say. Or do, like I said, we were on the seltzer and Jack Daniels at the time. So, you know, mm-hmm. we cannot be held accountable. So that was fun.
I mean, course, if you're 6 episodes into Sexy Beasts, I think you know what you're getting at that point.
Yeah, you got low standards anyway. So come join us where we have our low standards as well. And then, of course, like Jason said, had a great time with you guys. But also coming up, I believe I'm doing the live feed updates for Big Brother this time on Monday. So that'll be fun mm-hmm. because... Well, I mean, never done that before. So I'm going to join Taryn and try to, you know, insert some chaos into his mundane live feeds, you know, day. Cause you know, the Big Brother house gets kind of slow for him sometimes. So I come to spice it up. So that'll be kind of fun. And then, you can check out Sasha, Joseph, and I on Silent Podcast, their network, where we are covering Never Have I Ever episodically. It's a great show on Netflix. I definitely recommend it for anybody. Me and Sasha are just having a great time talking to each other about our horrible childhood and giving basically therapy for, you know, over the course of an hour or so. And so we'll be recording our next two episodes this week as well. I got a lot going on, but follow at silent_podcast on Twitter for updates about that. And then subscribe on Apple and Spotify and all the wherever you find your podcast. Check them out on YouTube, too. Gonna be a lot of fun. But that's it, Rob. Just waiting on my next assignment, like Jason said.
All right, well, stay tuned. We've got a lot more coming up on the RHAP Rewind. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.